Today, the 25th day of December, unknown ages from the time when God created the heavens and the earth and then formed man and woman in his own image. Several thousand years after the flood, when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant. 21 centuries from the time of Abraham and Sarah, 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt. 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the judges, 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king, in the 65th week according to the prophecy of Daniel, in the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus, the whole world being at peace, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit, and 9 months having passed since his conception, was born in Bethlehem of Judea of the Virgin Mary. Today is the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh. Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who makes all things new. Rejoice, I bring good news for all people. Unto us a child is born. Alleluia. The angels sing on earth. Glory to God in the highest. As we celebrate the birth of Christ our Savior, let us acknowledge our failure to receive him full into our world, trusting in the mercy of God. Almighty God, we confess that Isaiah foretold the good news that is now proclaimed to us. The Lord has comforted the people and redeemed Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven.
Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching all your flocks by night. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplations, visions beam afar above. Seek the great desire of nations, you have seen his natal star. All creation join in praising God the Father, Spirit, Son. Evermore your voice is raising, eternal three in one.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Almighty God, you gave us your only Son to take on our human nature and to illumine the world with your light. By your grace, adopt us as your children and enlighten us with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up your voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord. The congregation will read the bold print. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, who his right hand and holy arm have won the victory. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel, all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. A reading from Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for his sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when he brings forth the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds, and his servants flames of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up, and like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end." The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Choirs of angels sing in exaltation.
Be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's something about the Christmas story in John's Gospel that I find so moving. I doubt many people even think of it as a Christmas story, but it is very much telling us the story of the Incarnation and doing so in such a powerful and poetic way. There's one line in particular that really jumps out at me. And the Word made flesh, was made flesh and lived among us. The Word was made flesh and lived among us. That statement is certainly a powerful theological statement that I suppose a story that Luke's gospel that we heard last night really gets some tangibility to it, right? We get a baby in a manger, there's angels, there's shepherds, right? We get some meat to it. And I'm sure people who write screenplays and producers of Hollywood would find Luke's story more filmable, right? Compared to hearing what John has to say. But the power of the theology and the poetry here is really something for us to sit and ponder. And the Word made flesh lived among us. The Word that became flesh lived among us. There's a translation here that I think is weak, though, because it does not bring out the depth of what's happening. It should really read, "And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us." Right? The Rankins are shaking their head. They've been at Bible study. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle was a residence. It was a dwelling place that was portable where the God of Israel resided. Now what are we hearing in John? That the Word, great I Am, is tabernacling among us by taking on our flesh and our humanity. The world has fallen and needs light, and it is God tabernacling among us, that light will shine in the darkness and the darkness will not overcome it. For God is not distant. God is not an absentee landlord. Our God is with us and continues to dwell with us all the days of our lives. So Christmas offers us a very tangible reminder of this truth. And to take that concept of tabernacle further, you'll see in Roman Catholic churches, for example, tabernacles, where they will put the consecrated hosts after Holy Communion. You'll also see them in Episcopal and Anglican churches and even some Lutheran churches. But in honoring the real presence of Christ in the sacrament, Christ, God, is present, right? And they put it in a tabernacle. However, I don't think we should lose sight of what might even be a deeper, and I would even be bold to say a more important truth, is that we ourselves become tabernacles of Christ's presence in the world. God in Christ Jesus comes into the world to restore all of God's creation. God's promises are being fulfilled in that new creation. So what is happening as members of that new creation? Now, if there's an explanation of the Ten Commandments from Martin Luther that I mention often, it's that explanation of the third commandment: remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Because Luther is not focused on a day of the week. Luther is focused on preaching and God's word, that we would keep the word holy, gladly hear it and learn it. Now we hear in John's gospel, what is the word? The word is Jesus Christ. So when we gather around word and sacrament, we're part of this new creation in Christ. So it's no longer just about obedience. It's not checking off a box, but it's finding rest in Jesus Christ. That we would find rest, not in a day of the week, but find rest in the word, being nurtured in word and sacrament. You know, in Matthew's gospel, what does Jesus say? Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. We're resting in the word that became flesh and tabernacled among us. So when we receive the word through preaching, when we receive the word through the true body and blood of Christ in the sacrament of Holy Communion, we become tabernacles. We become dwelling places for our God. So on Christmas, we're not just celebrating the birth of Christ. We're celebrating the new birth, our new birth, as children of God. We are celebrating the keeping of all God's promises and the restoration of all of God's creation. We are tabernacles in God's new creation, yet we still live in a dark and broken world. But in knowing that truth, that God dwells with us, that God dwells in us, and that we are God's tabernacles in the world, then God is shining through us. And we know that truth that we hear in the gospel lesson today, that light that shines through us, it shines in a dark world, but we know that we're not to be afraid because the darkness cannot overcome that light. And so there's a couple different realities that we really get to live into in this Christmas story from John's gospel. We are indeed tabernacles. But it's also humbling, because it's not about us. It's about the one who dwells within each and every one of us. So we hear that portion about John the Baptist's role, which is pointing out the light in the world. Like I said last night, part of our witness is pointing to God's presence in those unlikely spaces and places and persons in the world. And that's what John the Baptist does, and that's what we're called to do as well. As God dwells with us, as God tabernacles with us and in us, we still, like John the Baptist, give witness to the light in the world. See, I think Christians might tend to read our stories in the Bible and see them as being complete in themselves. And that couldn't be further from the truth. We're part of God's new creation that's underway. It's still unfolding. We don't need to be stuck looking in the clouds, because God is right here. God is right in front of us. God is with us. God is in us. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
Beloved children of God, receive this word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be the tabernacle of God that we've been created to be in this world. Be the tabernacle of God for people who are tired. Be the tabernacle of God for people who are troubled, who are weary, that they may find rest in the word that dwells within each and every one of us. The word that dwells in this world still today, that we may shine and point to the light of Christ that shines in that darkness, knowing that the darkness cannot overcome it. Merry Christmas. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Joining our voices with the heavenly host and Christians throughout time and space, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Your Spirit calls your church to rejoice in Christ's birth. As we gather at the manger, help us see your face in all babies needing comfort and care. Equip the church in the nurture and encouragement of all children. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
The rocks and streams proclaim your praise. Attune us to the joyful sounds and groaning of your creation. Stir us to tend the earth wisely, that the whole earth may dwell in abundance and peace. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Sarah, our dean, Adam, our pastor, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Your messengers declare your joy to the world. Embolden leaders and nations to make your justice and peace known throughout the world. Uphold justice advocates and social service providers who risk their safety to help others. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You choose those regarded as lowly to tell the good news of your love. Pour out your mercy and care on all who are sick, grieving, struggling, and the elderly who live alone. Especially Phil and Kristen, Edna, Matt, Susan, Tracy, Amber, Crystal, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Randy, Stan, Phyllis, Jasmine, Audrey, David, Sutton, Nola, Ruth, John, Barb, Leah, our homebound and for those with COVID-19. We give thanks for vaccines and treatments, and we ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see to the needs of all entrusted to their care. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You abide with your people in times of trouble. Accompany families and children who have nowhere to turn. Strengthen this congregation and local ministries in their care for those fleeing danger, abuse, or neglect. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Your grace and mercy extend to all. Give comfort to those who mourn and assure them of the peace you have granted those who have gone before us. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Rejoicing in your word made flesh among us, we commend these prayers to you, confident of your grace and love made known to us in Jesus Christ our Savior. We continue with an offering. You may be seated.
Let us pray. God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, You have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy and wondrous God, long ago you spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways, and in these last days you have spoken to us in your word made flesh, Jesus, who proclaimed your dream of peace. He gave himself for our weary world, accepting death so that we might live, and held our darkness deep within until through cross and grave and empty tomb he set us free for love. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again. Recalling his death and resurrection and longing for his coming in glory, we offer you these gifts of bread and wine, and our lives in thanks and praise. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be for us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit upon us, that we might be a people of grace and truth, bearing good news of joy in every season. And bring us at last, with Mary and Joseph and all your saints, to that vision of eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Distribution of Holy Communion will be continuous. We're just going to do one station at a time, so we'll serve the lectern side first. And then the pulpit side will have both wine and grape juice offered. There are trays of glass cups. Steve Ackerman is revealing those trays right there. So just receive a glass cup as you're coming forward. Like I said, we'll serve the lectern side first and then the pulpit side. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let every heart receive our Savior. body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Christ given for you. Pour that for Emily. Yeah. You just bring that. Do you want a drink or a tea? Okay. Body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen. As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. May Christ, who by his incarnation has filled us with grace and truth, give you peace this Christmas and always. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching for silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Oh, tell it on over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. And in a lonely manger, a humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation at blessed Christmas morn. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Glory to God in the highest, peace to God's people on earth. Go in peace, share the gift of Jesus.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome.
What's that?